heard this over the weekend. It was in Washington Post, I think it was. That government researchers say they have found a way to charge electric cars up to 90% in just 10 minutes.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That's a supercharger.
It is. But, and yeah. the what's interesting about this is it's a method, it says here. It's likely 5 years away from making its way to the market, but this is won't be any kind of special. It'll be a standard. Everyone can have this kind of thing.
Hmm.
This is what they say. Scientists say it will mark a fundamental shift. It would.
Yeah, that would. That'd be big.
If I think they forgot to finish the statement.
Well, what's the statement?
Everyone can have one for a price.
Yeah. And they don't reference that here. They do reference the fact that right now you have those level one chargers where I guess it takes 40 to 50 hours for a full charge.
So will they be able to retrofit all those chargers they're putting in place right now?
Well, thank you.
If they have this a few years away?
That's the question I have, because you're hearing about how you're already having some of these chargers being installed. I mean,
why bother putting them in? Save the money and wait for the big one.
Yeah, but just a minute here. You also have to remember, it's a two-way street. The battery you're using has to be able to accept it.
True. That's another factor.
Well, if that's the case, is it going to be one of those, here's the standard battery is going to be used, so all these chargers are, I don't want to say universal, but that's what they're trying to do.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Except for Tesla.
Well,
come to a
point where the universal charger cable will fit every car. Every car will be able to accept the charge. And not in my lifetime or yours, Dave. Maybe not even the other guys.
Well, I don't know. I mean, if this is 5 years away for this.
5 years away, not
bad.
And again,
this isn't the Jetsons here. We're not talking like it's going to be 100 years away.
I mean, you're talking about a 90% charge in 10 minutes.
Yeah.
On a huge battery, you're talking about the Jetsons.
doesn't reference anything. It just says battery. Doesn't reference about price, size, or what any specialness to it. But going back to Dave's point, that was the first thing I thought of. Like, all these things are going in right now. It's like,
right.
We know what happens with technology. I mean, you buy something today and it's obsolete tomorrow.
That's right.
That's going to happen in EVs because they're working on batteries that are going to be different than they are today. It's quite conceivable 10 years from now that lithium-ion battery would be obsolete.
That's true, yeah.
But, how do you build them? Do you build for what you had today because you don't know what you're going to have tomorrow?
Or you build for what you have today because it usually leads to what you build tomorrow.
Yeah, there you go.
About the retrofitting and the extra, it's an interesting concept. But I hadn't heard this. I don't know if you guys either.
No, I didn't.
It was just over the weekend.
I missed it.
And there's a longer story to it. It's just that's the basics. I'll put a link up on our morning team show for the longer story of it if you want to check it out.
What do we know about lithium? Is that harmful to the earth, or is it hazardous material so that when these batteries in these cars wear out, they've got to go somewhere? Or is that
Now you can't recycle them. There's no recycling right now.
Okay.
And the other problem is getting it out of the earth.
Mm-hmm.
That's the environmental side of it right now.
Right now, most of it is not in this country.
A lot of it is not in this country. That's correct. In places where we'd rather it not be.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, stay tuned. There'll be more. Where it's going to be from where we are now to as close as 5 years or longer, don't know. But my guess is, in a few months from now, we'll have another story. Mm-hmm. A full charge in 5 minutes.
Oh, yeah, right.
Just 3 years away.